One of the skills, you could say, of really great teachers is that they're able to take very technical, complicated things and simplify it in a way that is accessible and meaningful and relatable to your life and mine. St. Paul is one of those really great teachers. We're experiencing that in the next few days in the letter to the Romans with very, very rich and deep theological stuff. St. Paul to the Romans is deep. But as a great teacher, St. Paul is able to bring that to a level where somebody like you and I can understand it. What great teachers do is they bring us back to the basics. They bring us back to the basics. And so since St. Paul is a Christian teacher, one of his tactics, if you will, is to bring us back to what Christ taught. And you can hear that in the Romans today when he talks about judgment. He says, "Do you suppose you who judge those who engage in such things and yet do them yourself, you will escape the judgment of God?" That while we judge all the people around us, we think that somehow our judgment of them won't somehow come back to bite us a little bit. What's that rooted in? Where does St. Paul get that? He gets that from Christ. In the great commandment, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." So St. Paul's encouragement for us, everyone, to not judge is rooted in the teachings of Christ himself. Now, those words from our Lord when he says, "You shall judge your neighbor, you shall not judge your neighbor, you shall love your neighbor as yourself." There we go. Why is that so challenging, to love our neighbor? I'd say it's because of the last two words. "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." It's really hard for us to love ourselves at times, which is kind of ironic in a very self-centered world in which we sometimes live. Sometimes that love that we have for ourselves is so superficial, but the Lord is encouraging us, everyone, that it's healthy to love ourselves. It's oftentimes been said that those who are hard on others are also hard on themselves. Sometimes we're much harder on ourselves than anyone else is. We don't forgive ourselves. We hold ourselves to ridiculous standards that nobody can hold. So maybe a question we could ask is, if we're struggling to love our neighbor, how are we doing at loving ourselves? Do we allow ourselves to see ourselves as God sees us? That we are his children, that he cares for us, that he wants to provide for us. Let's ask God for an increase in our ability to love ourselves, because we are blessings to him.